You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 12 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In this season, we've been focusing on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, and the need to add to our faith. In this episode, we're going to wrap up this series and see what Peter said about the entrance into the eternal kingdom. Let's get started. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. We've spent this season in this series of lessons talking about how we are to add to our faith. Faith is the foundation for all that we do. We've talked about those characteristics that we are to add: moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. We've discussed how Peter says that we are not to lack these qualities, but continue to grow in these qualities and be diligent to do this, because if we will be diligent in this, we will never stumble. And so he says in verse 11, as we finish this up, for in this way, by adding these things, by being diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, by not stumbling, for in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. We have the way of heaven that has been opened up for us. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14 that he went to prepare a place for them. And we have that same hope. We have this hope that is an anchor for the soul, as Hebrews chapter 6 verses 19 and 20 talks about, because Christ has entered as a forerunner for us into heaven. This entrance into the eternal kingdom, Peter says, is abundantly supplied to us, which means that it's not in doubt whether or not this is going to be supplied, whether this is going to be available. Paul said in Romans 8 and verse 37, we overwhelmingly conquer through Christ. This is abundantly supplied to us. But if we do what Peter said we are to do here, we have to continually add these qualities to our faith. We have to add moral excellence, which, as we discussed earlier in that episode, that moral excellence is essentially faith in action. We can read about it in James chapter 2. The word moral excellence or virtue isn't there, but that's basically what we're talking about: faith in action, letting our light shine. This is a visible thing for others, that they can see Christ in us. Add knowledge to our faith, knowledge of the Word of God, which requires us to study. It takes effort. It takes diligence in that. We add self-control, that we don't allow sin to rule over us, but instead we deny self in order to follow Christ. We add perseverance, that we continue to engage in good works. We endure hardship, all of this in view of the hope that we have through Christ and that promise that we are expecting to be realized once he returns. We add godliness to our faith, which, as we talked about that, godliness is a reverence for God, a fear of God that leads to obedience. We add brotherly kindness, a sincere devotion to our brethren in Christ. And then the final characteristic that Peter mentioned is that we add love. We put the interest of others ahead of ourselves. We love not in word only, but in deed and truth, as John would write about in 1 John 3 and verse 18, that it is something that we do. It is an action. We show love by obeying God's commandments. 1 John chapter 5 talks about that. This is what we are to do. We are to add these things to our faith. And this is what it means to be faithful until death, as Revelation 2 and verse 10 talks about. We add these qualities. We take these qualities that they are ours and are increasing, that we don't lack these qualities, but we are diligent to make certain about God's calling and choosing us. Peter said, if we will do this, the entrance into the eternal kingdom will be abundantly supplied to us. The Lord has made it so that we can be saved eternally in heaven. But if we're going to reach that reward, we need to live by faith. We do that by continually adding to our faith. So as we wrap all of this up, and we think about what Peter said here, I want each of us to understand the importance of having faith as the foundation for everything, that we take that faith and we add these qualities that we've talked about to our faith, that we don't become complacent, that we don't decide, well, we don't have to do anymore, but we are diligent, that we don't lack these qualities, but we are adding these qualities, that we are growing in these things, that we are diligent so that we can reach that reward. That's what all of this is about. That's what's important. Why do we add to our faith? So that the entrance into the eternal kingdom can be abundantly supplied to us. The way has been opened up for us through Christ. But we need to live by faith and add to our faith so that we can reach that reward.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Last week, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers, Plain Bible Teaching on Sin. This is a quarterly digital magazine that contains several articles on a particular topic. This one is on the topic of sin. And if you're not on the mailing list, you can still get this PDF by signing up at the website, www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. You'll get that PDF. You also get two other free PDFs. And then you can be on the mailing list where you receive our newsletter each Friday, and then also other free content that is sent out periodically. This episode concludes season 12 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. We'll be taking a 4-week break, and then season 13 will begin, Lord willing, on May 7th. In that season, we're going to be focusing on social issues. During the break over the next 4 weeks, we'll have sermons being posted each week instead of the regular episodes, so stay tuned for those. So until then, I hope you have a great week.